Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. If you're watching the Grammys, one of those moments that you probably will not forget for such a long time, it's when Macklemore brought out Queen Latifah and married 33 couples during Same Love live on television.
It is my distinct honor to now ask our participants to exchange rings to signal their commitment to one another.
Okay, so obviously that cool went down on Sunday night, but what we didn't realize at the time was that there was a couple from Fishers that was actually in the group of people getting married. Are you serious?
How awesome is that? Like, I had no idea.
No idea. And they are with us right now, Sharon and Carolyn. Good morning, ladies.
Doing great. How are you?
We're very good.
Have been together for 23 years. I cannot imagine how cool of a moment that was at the Staples Center to be, you know, having all those stars around you, and then not only that, but to get married and really pronounce your guys' love for each other.
It was quite amazing. It was quite amazing. I'm still in a little bit of shock, and I tried to not read some of the trolls, but of course you can't keep from doing it.
Right.
Hey, you can't sweat the haters, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
From both of us, congratulations. That is so neat what happened. And when I was talking to your daughter and trying to set this conversation up with you, she was telling me that you guys got hugged by Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. You had all these celebrities high-fiving you both. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was amazing. That was awesome. I was being a little bit smug because on the dress rehearsal I had kind of put my hand out and Sir Paul reached over and high five or low five, I guess you'd say, me the night of the actual ceremony. As Carolyn came around the corner, she got grabbed and hugged by Keith Urban and then by Paul McCartney, so she won.
That is so awesome. So how did this even come about? Because I know there were only 33 couples.
Kirsten has a good friend that is linked to production somehow. She's a producer on television, and she had talked to us some time ago, and she called Kirsten and said, my daughter that you've also talked to, and she said, do you think your moms would be up for doing something on live television? And Kirsten said, oh, I don't know, but probably.
And that is unbelievable. We have Sharon and Carolyn with us. They've been together for 23 years, and they're one of the 33 couples that had gotten married at the Grammys on Sunday night during that Macklemore performance. And I even heard that some of the directors even gave you ladies a nickname, too. Is that right?
Yes. No, she's absolutely, she's telling the truth, and we don't have a problem with that. It's even the casting director called us his out granny Grammys.
That's awesome.
That is so funny. So the thing is, though, here's what I was trying to envision, just watching everyone. It seemed like everyone had so many emotions as this ceremony was going on, the performance. What did it feel like to be standing there, you know, holding on to each other while it was actually going on live television?
It was all simple. I'm Carolyn. It was
hi,
all,
Carolyn.
I finally get a word in. It was just mind-boggling. There were too many things. I couldn't even think. I just remember standing there and looking at Sharon and thinking, oh, my gosh, this has really happened.
Yeah.
And then when she said, I pronounce you a married couple, that was just beyond words.
Yeah, not too many people get married by Queen Latifah and have Jay-Z and Beyonce in attendance while you get married, you know?
And Madonna sing afterwards.
Yeah, how cool is that? Literally, that's what I said after this. Before we even knew that you ladies had actually been there, I said, these 33 people just had the best wedding ever. You just outdid Beyonce's wedding because you had all these celebrities there. I mean, who gets Madonna to perform at their wedding? Honestly, you guys had the best wedding ever.
We couldn't have bought it.
True.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Such a cool moment to kind of go in the middle of that with you both and taking us kind of behind the scenes of how it all went down. Congratulations to you both, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I tell you what, I think we need to have the Grammy Grannies on a lot more often, Rachel.
I think they're awesome.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.